Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
And now, your daily dose of debate, breaking news, and uncensored views. This is the Michael Medved Show.
And another great day in this greatest nation on God's green earth. A great day where there is lots of what was referenced there above, breaking news. Some of the breaking news, Tom Emmer is not going to reach his dream of being elected Speaker of the House literally hours after he was formally nominated to be the Republican candidate, the latest Republican candidate, sacrificial lamb, is it, to come up for Speaker. It was clear that he could not reach the 217 votes, so he has dropped out. There is no Republican candidate for Speaker of the House. What happens next there? And what happens regarding the ongoing tendency of people who are accused of various Trump-related crimes to flip, to go ahead and plead guilty? Jenna Ellis pleaded guilty. There is now a report that Mark Meadows, who was chief of staff to President Trump, who was at his side during the January 6th riots, that he actually made an agreement to provide testimony and evidence to Jack Smith, the special prosecutor who is looking at Trump's role on January 6th. What does it all mean? Nobody better to talk to than Jonathan Allen, who is also on top of all of these developments. He is a senior political correspondent for NBC News. Okay, Jonathan, first on this Mark Meadows news, because, I mean, nobody closer to a president of the United States than the chief of staff. Does this mean that Mark Meadows is now cooperating with the special prosecutor? Is it significant news for President Trump?
I'm not in a position to independently confirm that report from ABC. I don't think it would be a surprise to anybody who's been watching this process play out, or who knows Mark Meadows, who is above all very capable of self-preservation, if he had decided that it was in his best interests to basically get an immunity deal for testimony. But again, I can't independently confirm that. If it's true, and what the report is that he, told prosecutors that they knew immediately that they hadn't won the election, or certainly that Meadows did. So, and that he had told President Trump that, that's harmful to President Trump's case.
Well, again, at some point, all of this, there's so much news about it and so many different cases. There appears, according to the polls, to be no real damage yet to President Trump's prospects. He continues to lead by huge margins for the Republican nomination. Do you think the sheer accumulation, the sheer weight of all of this, with Jenna Ellis flipping today and tearfully so, and Fani Willis prosecution going on, and the Jack Smith material coming up, and the stolen document, and the misused documents, and then the Anthony Pratt material about the Australian billionaire who was told all sorts of interesting secrets about submarines and more. Does any of this end up just creating a weight that is going to be significant to Trump's prospects?
I mean, I think the key for Trump is the question of a general election. That is to say, if polling continues to show him, relatively even with Biden, it's probably not going to move Republican voters. But if you got to a point where Republican voters determined that Trump couldn't win a general election, I think that might change the equation. I don't foresee that happening at this moment. I mean, because a big part of him being competitive with Biden right now is his dominance of that Republican primary. If those voters also saying that they would vote for him in the general election, and other Republicans who may not prefer Trump but still like him better than Biden saying that they would vote for him in the general election. So until this starts to have a swing effect in general election polls, I don't expect you'll see much movement in Republican primary polls.
In terms of beyond polling, there's the 217 votes that a candidate for speaker needs. According to what I have read, it is now down to Mike Johnson of Louisiana and Congressman Kevin Hern of Oklahoma. Am I right, Jonathan Allen, that both of those were people who were on Trump's side and trying to overturn the election results?
I believe that's correct. I'd have to go back and look at the roster. I know that of the nine that had planned to run this time around, only two of them had opposed Trump in that. So, I mean, I think what we're getting to here is, I mean, you've seen, I think, proof that Kevin McCarthy was the person acceptable to the greatest number of Republicans, and now they're moving in descending order. You know, you had Steve Scalise fail to become Speaker, and then you had Jim Jordan fail to become Speaker, and now Tom Emmer, the elected whip, concluding that his votes were moving in the wrong direction after Donald Trump weighed in against him. I start to question, you know, if they move through the roster of Republicans in descending order of popularity, whether at some point they will just get to Nancy Pelosi.
Yes, you've tweeted that, which is a clever idea. So who do you think, if you had to, you've been following this very closely, and it is something of a goat rodeo, as they say, a circus. Who emerges as the last person standing and the next Speaker of the House?
I don't have a prediction because it appears that there are enough votes to block anybody.
Grace will never have a Speaker.
If there are enough members are willing to. I mean, there is an exhaustion point potentially where, you know, people say, well, I don't hate that guy. Let's just get it over with. And there's always the possibility that they'll return to, giving some more power to the temporary speaker, Patrick McHenry. I don't think he's in a position where he would win an election for a permanent speaker's role, but it could be that they decide that they need to move forward with some of the legislative business that's awaiting the House, including, either one aid package that the president has requested or potentially separate aid packages. I know that there are a lot of members of Congress of both parties that want to get U.S. support to Israel as soon as possible.
And then there's that little matter of a government shutdown. Jonathan Allen, I know it's an incredibly busy day and a very confusing day. People can read the latest from you. It's just posted at our website at michaelmedved.com. We will be talking later in the program. Actually, we just did with Jonathan Allen, but we will be talking about an episode that alleges anti-Semitism at Michigan State University. Why? Because there was at a football game a large image of Hitler that was put on the screen. I don't think there was any anti-Semitic purpose at all, but it may end up being a monumentally insensitive gesture right at this moment. Jonathan Allen is the author of the book Lucky. It was a number one bestseller. It told the story of the first Biden campaign. I am sure he is scribbling mightily about the new Biden campaign against Donald Trump. We will be talking about it and more coming up on the MedVed Show.
Your daily dose of debate.
We're not supposed to all agree. You need to settle down a little bit and quit creating all that hate among the people.
The Michael MedVed Show. 1-800-955-1776. The Michael MedVed Show. That's 1-800-955-1776.
Well, just when you thought it couldn't get any better, MyPillow is launching the MyPillow 2.0. Back when MyPillow was invented, it had everything you could want in a pillow. Now, nearly two decades later, they've discovered a new technology that makes MyPillow even better. The MyPillow 2.0 has the patented adjustable fill of the original MyPillow, and now with brand new fabric that is made with a temperature-regulating thread. The MyPillow 2.0 is the softest, smoothest, and coolest pillow you'll ever own. Say goodbye to tossing and turning and flipping your pillow over in the middle of the night, and more great news on the MyPillow 2.0, buy one, get one free with promo code MEDVED. MyPillow 2.0 with its temperature regulating technology is 100% made in the USA and comes with a 10-year warranty and a 60-day money-back guarantee. Just go to MyPillow.com and click on the radio podcast square to receive the MyPillow 2.0 buy one, get one free offer. Just when you thought MyPillow couldn't get any better, MyPillow 2.0 gives you the best pillow ever. Enter promo code MEDVED at MyPillow.com to get your MyPillow 2.0s today.
Instability, vulnerability, uncertainty, volatility, precarious, unpredictable. Now, all of those words describe our banking system right now, as evidenced by the recent collapse of major banks. Michael Medved here for AmFed Coin and Bullion. This was the second largest bank failure in history, and the Federal Reserve has been scrambling to keep this bank run from spreading. Now, if you feel uneasy about having too much money sitting in the bank, you're not alone. Gold, silver, and platinum have had recent gains as investors look for safe places to park their money. Now more than ever, you need to call my good friends Nick Grovich and Company, owner of AmFed Coin and Bullion. I've been doing business with Nick for many years, and I wouldn't go anywhere else. Nick and his team of specialists will provide you with personalized attention, honest information, and sound advice. If you're interested in buying or selling, call AmFed Coin and Bullion, 800-221-7694, 800-221-7694, AmericanFederal.com.
I had no idea it would destroy my life, but before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
Wellness and self-care doesn't have to be complicated. So keep it simple and take good care of yourself with Sunny Bay Heating Pads. Our heating pads soothe pains in the neck, back, and shoulders while relaxing muscles and increasing blood circulation. Sunny Bay Heating Pads have always been made in the USA and hand-filled to perfection with the highest quality materials. Sunny Bay Heating Pads are the perfect wellness gift for loved ones or yourself. See all of our high-quality products at sunny-bay.com, including heated body pads, neck pillows, heated neck and body wraps, and our stress-reducing lavender line. They're all affordable, durable, and in stock now and ready for immediate shipping direct from sunny-bay.com. Read our trusted, authentic, and real reviews at sunny-bay.com or just search for Sunny Bay Heating Pad. To your good health and wellness from Sunny Bay.
Michael Medved show, John Shadegg was a member of Congress, a Republican, very conservative Republican, very solid guy, and universally admired. He was chairman of the House Republican Policy Committee 2005 to 2006. He served in the House of Representatives until he finished his term in 2011. In any event, he now writes that it's time for Matt Gaetz to go away. But it's time for Matt Gaetz, he writes, to admit his gambit failed and reinstate Kevin McCarthy. Can we think about this for a moment? I mean, I think he's right. He's talking at the very beginning about the monumental mistake of actually allowing 10, it was 8 members of Congress, Matt Gaetz and 7 others, to object to Kevin McCarthy and to remove him as House Speaker. Now, you get elected by getting to be Speaker of the House by getting over 218 votes normally, but now they have a few empty seats, so it's 217 votes. And yet you can be thrown out by having 8 people voting against you. Shadegg writes, Representative Matt Gaetz and the 7 other Republicans who voted to remove Speaker Kevin McCarthy are endangering America and the world. Because of their action, Congress has lost the ability to function. Lawmakers are powerless to act on behalf of the constituents they were elected to represent. These 8 members surrendered the power of the House Republican majority, betraying the voters and their Republican colleagues. So what do you do about it? He says that what you need to do about it, it is clear now, writes John Shadegg, former congressman, it is clear now that no member other than Kevin McCarthy commands the respect to be elected speaker, and that any further delay in choosing a speaker hurts the Republican Party and America. The course of the nation depends on the character of its leaders. Matt Gaetz and all of his Republican colleagues, conservatives, moderates, and others, owe it to the institution and to the nation to set aside their individual ambitions, reinstate Mr. McCarthy, and move forward with the nation's business. If they refuse, responsibility for the consequences will fall squarely on them. The consequences are not good. And all of this accompanied the ongoing courtroom drama of more and more close associates of Donald Trump now turning against him. Jenna Ellis, and you would remember Jenna Ellis at that famous press conference where Rudy Giuliani's hair was bleeding off his head and people were focused on that. It was Jenna Ellis and Rudy Giuliani and Sidney Powell who were part of that press conference. Now, all 3 of them have pleaded guilty of trying to steal an election, which is what they're pleading guilty about, basically, and it's racketeering. It's serious stuff. She read a tearful statement in court after her guilty plea. That sounded like this. This is clip 11.
Thank you, Your Honor, for the opportunity to address the court. As an attorney who is also a Christian, I take my responsibilities as a lawyer very seriously, and I endeavor to be a person of sound moral and ethical character in all of my dealings. In the wake of the 2020 presidential election, I believed that challenging the results on behalf of President Trump should be pursued in a just and legal way. I endeavored to represent my client to the best of my ability. I relied on others, including lawyers with many more years of experience than I, to provide me with true and reliable information, especially since my role involved speaking to the media and to legislators in various states. What I did not do, but should have done, Your Honor, was to make sure that the facts the other lawyers alleged to be true were in fact true. In the frenetic pace of attempting to raise challenges to the election in several states, including Georgia, I failed to do my due diligence. I believe in and I value election integrity. If I knew then what I know now, I would have declined to represent Donald Trump in these post-election challenges. I look back on this whole experience with deep remorse. For those failures of mine, Your Honor, I have taken responsibility already before the Colorado Bar who censured me. And I now take responsibility before this court and apologize.
Okay. Then her part in all of this, we will find out more about. Obviously, cooperating with the prosecution at this point is going to reduce the impact on her. But with all of this going on right now, you also have President Trump in the midst of the trial, and it's a civil trial, and it's not a federal trial, it's a state trial in New York, about cheating, basically, in his corporation. And today there was that dramatic courtroom face-to-face encounter between Trump and his former fixer, former attorney, Michael Cohen, who's also very much involved in another Trump case, the one involving the hush money to porn stars. President Trump, before entering court to face Michael Cohen's testimony today, had some comments that were expectedly harsh about his former most trusted personal attorney. This is clip 17.
So he's alive, trying to get a better deal for himself, but it's not going to work. This case, by any other judge, this case would have been over a long time ago. He did nothing wrong, and that's been proven. Thank you. We'll be out.
Okay, Michael Cohen went forward with his testimony. I'm sure they'll be talking about it later. There is also this, which is one of the hostages released by Hamas, gave almost contrasting versions of what her experience was with these crazed terrorists. Clip 14, she sounds almost grateful to them. I'm sure she's grateful to be released. Listen, this is clip 14.
The question is, why did you shake that Hamas activist's hand when you crossed? Because they treated us very nicely. My mom is saying that they were very delicate and gentle with them and took care of all their needs. They seemed really prepared for it. They had concealed it for a long time, and they took care of all the needs that women need, shampoo, conditioner.
Okay, the truth of the matter is that Hamas beat her with a crowbar after she was first captured. Then once they had her hostage in Gaza, her captors treated her better because she was no good to them, dead. By the way, her husband is still there, being held as a hostage. What about bringing Hitler up at a football game? We'll talk about it coming up.
This is an urgent warning. America is heading for another major financial disaster at an alarming rate. We could see stock prices fall as much as 50%, but this time the crash could be more violent and come faster than you ever imagined. We are Advantage Gold, America's most trusted precious metals company, and we are here to sound the alarm that winter is coming for investors. And now is the time to take actions that may help protect and secure your portfolio with physical precious metals. Want to help protect your hard-earned money before it's too late? Call Advantage Gold at 800-900-8000 and request our free gold and silver survival kit today. Mention that you heard us on the radio and learn how you could get up to $1,000 in free silver coins. The number is 800-900-8000. Call now to get your free survival kit and see if you qualify for $1,000 in free silver today.
Advantage Gold is not an investment advisor or a tax advisor. Check with your financial advisor before investing.
Call 800-900-8000.
USA News Update. On the 18th day of the conflict between Israel and Hamas, efforts to secure the release of hostages held by Hamas continues. Following the humanitarian release of two elderly Israeli women by the militant group, intensive talks are reportedly underway. The White House is underscoring that there's no place for anti-Semitism in the U.S.
We must all do our part and forcefully speak out against anti-Semitism.
This comes after Press Secretary Karine Jean-Pierre received criticism Monday for her response to a question regarding the increase in anti-Semitism during the Israel-Hamas conflict. More than 30 states are joining forces to file a lawsuit against Meta, the parent company of Instagram and Facebook. They assert that the tech giant is detrimentally affecting youth mental health with features deemed addictive, like endless scrolling feeds and excessive notifications. John Schaefer, USA News.
As Dr. Wallach says, we all have nutrient deficiencies in our diets and must supplement with 90 essential nutrients in proper balances. At no cost or obligation, get a personal certified holistic health coach to help you develop a supplement program based on Dr. Wallach's recommendations. Call Linda at 833-VITAL-90. That number to call is 833-848-2590. That's 833-VITAL-90.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Anytime, any place, anywhere, radio remains the most intimate of all forms of media. At home, at work, in the car, on smartphones. Over 90% of consumers still listen to radio every week. That makes choosing radio as a place to advertise your business one of the best decisions you can make. Email advertise@gcnlive.com and partner up with an experienced GCN representative. Advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
G'day, I'm Jamel that works with Dr. Joel Wallach and the GCN team with Youngevity at teamg'day.com. By becoming an associate, you provide income for you and your family on your own hours while working from home. So contact me, Jamel, by filling in the contact box at teamg'day.com and I will get back to you personally and provide all the support you need to get started and build your Youngevity business. Teamg'day.com. Teamg'day.com.
I would not, under any circumstances, have any interest in you.
Michael Medved.
You're a disgrace.
And from the Michael Medved Show, it is now being confirmed when we were speaking earlier with Jonathan Allen. He had not heard that the news has been confirmed. Mark Meadows, the president's chief of staff, and his last chief of staff, he was chief of staff during the January 6th, riots. He has agreed to testify to provide evidence for Jack Smith and the prosecution in one of the trials that he is handling, upcoming trials, concerning the president's handling of January 6th. And one of the things that Meadows apparently is willing to testify about is that he warned President Trump about the claims of a stolen election. In other words, try to imagine what it means if it turns out that there are multiple witnesses that say that Trump knew the election wasn't stolen, that this entire time, up until this moment, he's been lying to people, even based on his own understanding. It's not that, well, this was an honest mistake, because if his closest aide, his chief of staff, had suggested, no, there's no basis for thinking that there was enough fraud going on in the election to have affected its outcome, then it's a real, real problem, both legally and certainly it should be politically for President Trump. Or are there people out there, and by the way, feel free to call, where it doesn't matter to you if it becomes clear, provable, that President Trump was deliberately, knowingly making up the story of a stolen, rigged election because he didn't want to surrender power. If he knew that none of the claims that he or his lawyers, all of whom now have admitted to making false claims and parroting false claims, that's true for Sidney Powell, it's true for the cheese, Kenneth Chesbro, it's true for Jenna Ellis, and now for Mark Meadows, wow. There is also this story. Michigan State University has suspended an employee and apologized for displaying a large picture of Adolf Hitler on the video board during a trivia quiz before the school's football game against in-state rivals, the University of Michigan, on last Saturday. Photos began circulating on social media before kickoff of Hitler on the video board at Spartan Stadium, with a trivia question asking where he was born. MSU was aware that inappropriate content by... I don't know if anyone got the answer right. They had a picture of Austria on the map, and they didn't want the city in which he was born. They wanted basically the country in which he was born. And ha ha, most people would say Germany. It wasn't Germany, it was Austria, which was and is a separate country. MSU is aware that inappropriate content by a third-party source was displayed on the video board prior to the start of tonight's football game, said the athletic director of MSU, Matt Larson. We are deeply sorry for the content that was displayed, as this is not representative of our institutional values. Well, yeah, it's good. Big picture of Hitler is not representative of your institutional values. The question that they were asking was not, would you vote for him? It was where he was born. Frankly, I think that there may have been something of an overreaction here. In an email sent to alumni Sunday entitled "The Work We Must Do," Michigan State Interim President Teresa Woodruff apologized for the image. I am deeply sorry for the image displayed at Spartan Stadium, which made many of our community feel alienated and unsafe. It was unacceptable. I asked last evening for a full review of the university event and will take all necessary steps to align our messages and actions to our values. I will work with our Jewish community and every member of minoritized populations to ensure Spartans feel that this is a place where everyone can live, work, go to class, and attend events that are welcoming. Okay, there is obviously special sensitivity right now because of what has rightly been described as the worst attack on Jews since Hitler, since the Holocaust. But actually the idea that the involved employee has been suspended, this was a third-party company. Before it was displayed, the video was not viewed by its entirety by anyone in athletics, exposing a failure of our process, said Michigan State Vice President, and the scandal goes on. Meanwhile, speaking of continuing scandals, there's one involving the White House press operation. Yesterday, Karine Jean-Pierre was asked a question about anti-Semitism, and she immediately responded by talking about dealing with anti-Muslim hate, reading from prepared remarks. This is a clip 18.
Level of concern right now about the potential rise of anti-Semitism in light of everything that's going on in Israel.
So a couple of things. We have not seen any credible threats. I know there's been always questions about credible threats, and so just want to make sure that that's out there. But look, Muslim and those perceived to be Muslim have endured a disproportionate number of hate-fueled attacks. And certainly President Biden understands that many of our Muslim, Arab, Arab Americans and Palestinian American loved ones and neighbors are worried about the hate being directed at their communities, and that is something you heard the president speak to in his address just last Thursday. And so one of the things that the president has done is directed his team, Homeland Security team, to prioritize prevention and disruption of any emerging threats that could harm the Jewish, the Muslim, Arab Americans, or any other communities. And that is something that the president has sought to do and since day one. As you know, the president...
Okay, so today she obviously had received a talking to. She asked about anti-Semitism. And she begins talking and emphasizing anti-Muslim prejudice, which is also indefensible, I agree. But today, this is what Karine Jean-Pierre sounded like. Sounds different, doesn't it? Listen, 12.
Good afternoon, everybody. All right. I want to make something clear at the top, because I understand how important moral clarity is, especially at this time. So... when Jews are targeted because of their beliefs or their identity, when Israel is singled out because of anti-Jewish hatred, that is anti-Semitism. And that is unacceptable. There's no place for anti-Semitism, full stop, period. This is important to the president. It's important to me personally and to everyone in the administration.
Okay, yesterday it was not as important, but the FBI's most recent hate crime statistics, the hate crimes against Muslims represent 9.6% of religion-related hate crimes. Against Jews, 51.4%, a majority of religion-related hate crimes. Just to provide some perspective. Glad that Karine Jean-Pierre got everything cleared up. We will be right back on the Medved Show.
Your daily dose of debate.
Give me more.
The Michael Medved Show.
Why be held back by pain and difficulty and soreness and stiffness when Relief Factor is available and available so readily? You have nothing to lose but your pain and the whole world to gain. It's just $19.95 for a 3-week quick start, which can reduce the inflammation, it can reduce the pain, it can reduce the soreness and stiffness and make you feel better. Go to michaelmedved.com, click on the banner for Relief Factor, michaelmedved.com, find the banner for Relief Factor. If you're troubled by Washington moving toward more government control, income taxes, rent control, and centralized decision-making, now is the time for you to take action. At Washington Policy Center, we want free market reforms that make Washington the best place to raise a family, to get a job, or to start a business. WPC is nationally renowned for its effectiveness in an ideologically hostile state. Get off the sidelines. Become a member today at WashingtonPolicy.org. That's WashingtonPolicy.org. Some of America's most important principles, like freedom of conscience, speech, rule of law, sanctity and dignity of human life, the family, and economic freedom, are under contemporary assault. It's more important than ever to teach our nation's traditional values and timeless principles. Now, these sometimes forgotten values must be remembered and communicated, and the Institute for Faith and Freedom at Grove City College exists to accomplish just that. The Institute promotes these principles to the next generation of leaders on campus and across the country. Go to the website faithandfreedom.com and you'll find online courses on Ronald Reagan and James Madison. And above all, a vigorous defense of Western civilization and its highest values. Advocating for these timeless principles is why Grove City College continues to be a beacon in higher education. Go to faithandfreedom.com.
Did you receive a call or message that mentioned Social Security and demanded immediate action? Did the caller know your Social Security number or other personal information and tell you that your Social Security number had been used in connection with the crime? Did you feel worried that your Social Security number might be suspended, your bank account might be frozen or seized, or you could be arrested? That is not the Social Security Administration. Social Security will not threaten you, demand your personal information, or instant payment. Email or text you pictures or documents, or use a real government official's name to gain your trust. Social Security does not accept payments by gift card, prepaid debit card, internet currency, or by mailing cash. Criminals use these forms of payment because they are hard to trace. Do not be fooled. Hang up. Ignore them. Report this criminal activity to the Social Security Administration Office of the Inspector General at oig.ssa.gov.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veteran nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
On the Michael Medved show, one of the ironic aspects of the timing of all the news that has been breaking today in every direction is that you have Mark Meadows now, the president's former chief of staff, President Trump, that is, not President Biden, who is insisting and willing to testify that President Trump knew long before January 6th, he knew back in November, that there was no reason to question the authenticity of the voting procedures in the United States or to claim that the election was rigged or it was stolen or anything like that. Now, that is happening at the same time, and the same time that three of his senior legal representatives, Kenneth Chesbrough and Jenna Ellis and Sidney Powell, they've all pleaded guilty and all acknowledged that they knew or should have known that there was no stolen election. At the same time that that is going on, the Republicans in the House, apparently there are 20 of them who refused to vote for Tom Emmer to be the new Speaker of the House. Why? Because he had never voted to overturn the election. He had always accepted the fact that, yes, Biden won the election. And this is clearly not a healthy thing for the country, that there is so much bitterness and back and forth and focus still on what end up being at the very best distortions, if not outright lies, on an election that took place almost a full year ago. Because that's what we're talking about. Actually, we're not talking about a full year ago. We're talking about 3 years ago. And to be serious about, because that was November of 2020. And believe it or not, we're approaching November of 2023. But Halloween comes first. Yesterday we had on the show Mark Regev, the former Israeli ambassador to the United Kingdom. He is a senior advisor to Benjamin Netanyahu. And he was not only on this show, he was today on MSNBC, and he spoke about, in response to people who want to know what to expect in the future with the war in the Middle East. This is Mark Regev, clip 7.
And it's clear that there were failures. There was an intelligence failure. They caught us by surprise on that bloody Saturday. Then there's questions about the speed of the Israeli response. How could they cross our border so easily? How could they kill so many people before we were managed to retake our territory and eliminate the terrorists? Of course, these are legitimate questions. But I think they've started a war. We have to finish it. And we have to finish it on our terms. There'll be time in Israel. We're a democratic country. We know how to look at lessons learned. We have checks and balances. But at the moment, I think everyone in this country is focused on victory. Now, in the first part of your question, Mika, you raised the question of the hostages. And we saw on Friday night two American citizens released. That's two out of 220, if I'm not mistaken. They were released because Hamas and its allies are under amazing pressure. If we keep that pressure up, both the military pressure and the other pressure, I believe we can get more out. But it's crucial that we keep the pressure up. That's how we're going to get more people out.
Another Israeli spokesman who's also been on our show many times, Michael Oren, the former ambassador to Israel from the United States, was also on MSNBC. He was asked about the threat from the north. One of the things that people are deeply, deeply worried about is an expansion of the war that could draw the United States into it very directly, because the Iranian-backed militias in Iraq and in Syria have been attacking and known to attack American forces who are there. And this is Michael Oren talking about the threat from the north from Hezbollah, which is directly linked to the government of Iran. This is clip 8.
How concerned is Israel about Hezbollah in the north?
Very concerned. And I have to put my, you know, full disclosure, I've been very vocal in the Israeli press starting already 2 weeks ago about whether we should reconsider our intention to invade Gaza at this time. Hamas is not going anywhere. It's trapped. We can continue to hit it from the air, the sea, ground. Hezbollah represents a threat which is about 15 times bigger than Hamas. They have 150,000 rockets, which are heavier. They're longer range. They're more accurate. They have a terrorist force that has been massacring Syrians for a decade. It's a serious, serious threat that maybe, you know, we cannot live with this threat indefinitely. Now, knowing what Hamas can do to our citizens, maybe we should address the Hezbollah threat first and then move to Gaza.
Okay, that's obviously something that the Israeli leadership is beginning to consider. Is the order in which to authorize, for instance, the ground mission in Gaza, or whether, in fact, the Hezbollah threat needs attention first. With all of this going on, there's a huge movie that did shockingly well at the box office. I was stunned to see that Killers of the Flower Moon, which is the new Martin Scorsese, Leonardo DiCaprio, Robert De Niro movie. It's a movie that runs more than 3.5 hours. Really? And yet it did $23 million at the box office. Here's why.
Now it's time for MedBed's Entertainment Minute.
Martin Scorsese's latest epic tells the true story of a World War I veteran played by Leonardo DiCaprio, who connects with his uncle, Robert De Niro, a local big shot in Oklahoma in the 1920s, when the Osage Indians grew wealthy because of the oil discovered on their land in Killers of the Flower Moon, now playing in theaters.
Money flows freely here now.
I do love that money, sir.
When this money started coming, we should have known it came with something else.
This absorbing tale runs a staggering 3.5 hours and explores a series of murders aimed at well-heeled tribal members who have intermarried with greedy whites. The movie creates a remote and exotic world that is thoroughly compelling, with a towering performance by DiCaprio, who's simultaneously sympathetic and despicable. Rated R, 3 stars for the astonishing, absorbing, and exhausting Killers of the Flower Moon. And that film, because it is so long, it can't play that many times in a day. So for it to have generated that $23 million response, which is more than I think anyone rightly expected, really says something about the eagerness of people to see something that is being hailed as a cinematic masterpiece. By the way, I think that's going too far. There are all kinds of flaws that you can find, but even the flaws are interesting in Killers of the Flower Moon. Next time on the Michael Medved Show, we're going to be joined by David Brooks of the New York Times, who has a new book that he says is his personal response to barbarous times. And a world leader, not the President of the United States, but the President of France, Emmanuel Macron, has proposed forming an international coalition against Hamas. That would be an important move, and an important move in what to do and how to move successfully and peacefully to an after-the-war situation. Meanwhile, the House GOP's parade of humiliation shows no sign of stopping, certainly didn't stop today, when all reports suggest that that people were insistent on not installing Tom Emmer as the speaker, despite the fact that he had support for the overwhelming majority of the Republican members of the House. Why did 20 members object to him? They objected to him because apparently he had acknowledged that Joe Biden won the election. This is madness, and it is not working well. I'll tell you something else that's madness. There's a report out of Oregon that students in the state will no longer need to be proficient in reading, writing, or math in order to graduate. Why? Because this will bring, they say, more equality, which everybody seems to want very much in this greatest nation on God's green earth.
Hey, old man. Yeah, you, baby boomer. Are you feeling tired, run down, old, have aches and pains? Do you have a lack of energy that you once had in your youth? Carbon 60 is a new technology to help you restore your youth. Now, this is not hype or a gimmick. You see, Carbon 60 detoxifies you at the cellular level. It stabilizes free radicals, just like the antioxidants found in red wine and berries do, but on a far smaller, more bioavailable nanoscale. The results reported with energy, health, and vitality are nothing short of miraculous. In short order, you'll notice a difference in a few days. It's not a drug, it's carbon. Give us a call at Greska's Carbon 60 at 720-600-6040 or visit our site at c-60.com. Call 720-600-6040 and feel young again.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
You've seen crazy diets to lose weight? At GCN Team, our healthy body weight loss system simply neutralizes the body, bringing down cravings. It has been proven that nutritional deficiencies drive appetite for carbs, sugars, and fats. Lose weight the easy way. Find us at GCNteam.com or call 877-878-4203. Fighting cravings is a fool's game. Give the body what it needs to be satisfied. Again, 877-878-4203. That's 877-878-4203.